It's Bailey Shockeyford with Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. I'm here with Diane McIntyre. She's dental assistant at Exeter Dental Care. And Diane, I think everybody probably knows what dentists do, but let's talk a little bit about dental care outside of, you know, getting your teeth cleaned every year. What kind of other services are vital to dental hygiene and dental health?
So with our office, we do offer in-office whitening as well as take-home trays, restorations, which are fillings. We do endodontics, which is root canal, implants, surgeries. We offer oral sedation for patients who are nervous, as well as nitrous for children who are nervous when having dental treatment.
So it sounds to me like when I think of a dentist, obviously people think like, oh, like you're told to brush your teeth, you're told to clean your teeth. But there's a lot more to dental health than just keeping your teeth clean, obviously. And it sounds like it's kind of a bit more medical related a lot of the time.
Yes. So what a lot of people don't understand is it's not just about your teeth, it's about your overall health. So people with heart issues, diabetes, it can affect your teeth, but as well as your health. So we try and establish with our patients the importance of coming in for regular checkup and cleanings and just keeping on top of any things. And if they have any concerns, to contact the office.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about dental health, what are some ancillary things that can be affected by poor dental health?
Medications play a big role. They tend to cause dry mouth, which in turn can cause cavities. So we always like to ensure that patients are aware of that. If you're what we call like a mouth breather, again, dry mouth, it can cause cavities. Certain foods, pops, energy drinks for sure. So we like to educate the patients on that because they don't realize sometimes that outside events can cause tooth decay. It's just not the brushing and flossing.
That makes complete and total sense too. And I'm sure there's like a role of genetics in there as well. It's hard to say. And when we're talking about educating people, I think what you're doing is you're really very much trying to empower the patients in their medical journey. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship and helping people to understand their health?
With the staff at Exeter Dental Care, we treat our patients like their family. So I look at it as if I would send my family there, then I'm going to treat you like my family. The doctors are very welcoming and informative, as well as the staff.
And I think that's a very important thing, especially because I know there's a lot of people who don't like going to the dentist. So you want to make sure that it's a place that people look forward to going. And when it comes to dental care, like why is it something that you got into in the first place?
So oddly enough, I actually like going to the dentist and I really enjoyed the dentist I had as a child. And I just decided to go into the field and I'm glad I am. I have been doing it for over 20 years and have learned a lot over the years.
And what's something that you wish people knew about going to the dentist that maybe they don't understand or they believe incorrectly that you think would help them maybe go more often and enjoy it like you did?
Right. We are there to help you. I know a lot of patients have fears about coming in and we definitely work with you. We always assist you in any types of needs, whether it be from your insurance to treatment planning, anything like that. There's never a dumb question. We will always find the answer for you.
I think that teeth, like in general, are one of those things that people can often neglect, but it can really have a negative impact on your quality of life to not take good care of them. Like, do you agree? And how do you find that?
Absolutely. We have a lot of patients who have had the fear of coming to the dentist. And when they do come in, they feel very their self-awareness and they don't want to smile and they feel horrible for not coming in. My answer to that is, well, you walk through the door and you're here now. We'll get you back on track.
Yeah, I really like that. I think that's a very welcoming attitude. I think people sometimes think of like dentist offices being like, oh, like I don't brush and floss 68 times a day. And so they're going to hate me and think that I'm a bad teeth person. But it sounds like you're very much just like, we're going to come meet you where you're at. And we're going to give you the opportunity to really seize your health for yourself.
We are accepting new patients. And even if you just have a general question, contact the office and we can answer it for you. And we always look forward to seeing our regular patients, of course, here in town, but also new people that are coming to town or outside of town. I did want to mention we are having a promo in February. So for new patients, we will be doing a draw for an Oral-B toothbrush, electric toothbrush. And for existing patients, we'll be doing a draw for kids for a Cineplex card to the movies.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Take care of your teeth and have a good time. So can't lose, really. I really like that. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Diane. It was great to talk with you about dental health. And I definitely learned a lot. Hopefully everybody else did too.